This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2492, Laziness is Not the Issue, part one, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. I have a bit of a longer post today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. Laziness is Not the Issue, part one, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. Recently, I asked a coaching client what was stopping him from taking action on a task he had given himself to do, but had not yet seen through. His reply? It all comes down to one big reason, laziness. Laziness, is that accurate? Or could it be that laziness is nothing but a self-judgment that also serves as a blanket excuse for whenever we fail to do something? If we self-identify as lazy, we take this to be a character flaw. Something extremely difficult, if not impossible, to overcome. But maybe laziness is not the issue. Maybe laziness does not even exist. Maybe there is simply being motivated to do a particular thing and not. If you are a human being, I am willing to bet that you have experienced yourself as both incredibly motivated in certain situations and utterly unmotivated in others. I told my client that I have observed about myself that when I am not taking action on something, it's usually for one of three reasons. Number one, it's not important to me. Number two, it is important to me, but I'm avoiding it because I anticipate it will be difficult or unpleasant. Or number three, it'd be nice to do as opposed to being a must do. In other words, the stakes are not subjectively high enough, so I'm not making it a priority. If you're defaulting to laziness as your reason for not doing something you claim you want to do, I invite you to probe deeper. Whereas laziness does not offer us much to work with, the reasons you heard are statements that, when considered, can allow us to move forward rather than remain stuck. Let's look at each of them one by one. Number one, it's not important to me. We may tell ourselves that something is important to us when, in fact, it's not. Maybe by stating that X is important to us, it convinces us that we are a certain kind of person, one with character traits or values that we like to associate with ourselves. An example, that promotion is important to me because I am an ambitious person. Or maybe we think that X is something that should be important to us because of what others around us are saying or outside messages we have internalized without even realizing it. Like, applying for that position should be important to me because everyone else at the company seems to think it's a great opportunity, and think of how disappointed my coworkers or family would be in me if I did not go after it. Maybe we would feel guilty to admit that X is not all that important to us. Maybe X is something that once was important to us, but isn't any longer. The challenge here is to be honest with ourselves. It does us no good and it does others no good to claim that something is important to us if it is not. Others may want to hear that it is, and we may want to please them by telling them so. But if our actions don't line up, we either don't apply for the position or don't apply ourselves in the position once we achieve it, those same others will observe soon enough for themselves the truth of the matter. If you determine that something is not actually important to you for whatever reason, then that, and not laziness, is why you are not taking action on it. So be honest with yourself if this is the case. You then have two options. You can proceed in that direction anyway, or you can let go of it. Proceeding anyway would enable you to avoid conflict, disapproval, or possibly even some upheaval in your life, at least in the short term. If you make this decision, at least you would be making it consciously if you're being honest with yourself about why you are doing it. Making decisions consciously as opposed to unconsciously is progress in and of itself. The other option, of course, is to accept that this thing is not important to you and to let go of it altogether. Letting go of it would unburden yourself from the feeling of obligation tied to pursuing something you don't really want. And you would also unburden others from expecting something from you that you will not, in good faith, be able to deliver on. Letting go frees you to channel your energy elsewhere in a direction that matters to you even if you are not clear about what that is yet, and it frees others from unrealistic expectations of you so they too can invest their energy more productively elsewhere. Short-term pain, perhaps, but long-term gain for everyone involved. Number two, it is important to me, but I'm avoiding it because I anticipate it will be difficult or unpleasant. Is there a more common human experience than avoidance? Hey, don't avoid the question. Some may prefer to call this procrastination, but it's really just good old-fashioned fear or anxiety, which never itself seems to procrastinate on rearing its ugly head. Most of us understand that it's better to face the unpleasant things that are important to us sooner rather than later. We know that this is, in fact, the path to the relief that we seek. The only way out is through, as the saying goes. In fact, sometimes the facing and doing of such a task ends up being not nearly as unpleasant in actuality as it was in our imagination. Sometimes we may even find ourselves enjoying it once we get going. But even if that gym workout or dreaded conversation or doctor's appointment turns out to be as arduous, unpleasant, or unappealing as we anticipated, we usually feel good about ourselves for taking care of it and getting it over and done with, don't we? I think it is important to acknowledge fear or anxiety for what it is, rather than use the unhelpful, if not inaccurate, label of laziness as our excuse. Okay, fine, you say, I'm not lazy, I'm just afraid or anxious. So what do I do with that? We'll hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled "Laziness is Not the Issue" by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Eric. I think he makes a great point that it's not necessarily about laziness, but about priorities. Once something becomes a big enough priority, we find a way to make it happen. That's definitely true for me and my own work. I've been somehow able to release an episode of this show every single day for over 6.5 years, even when I'm feeling unmotivated. And that's because it is important to me and a priority. Other areas in my life of things I want to do, they can easily take a back seat because of one of his three reasons. It's either not important, or it is, but I'm dreading it, or it's low on the priority list. Things like updating our website, for example. That's a combination of not being that important, not looking forward to the frustrations associated with it, and also just low on the priority list of things to do. But I do want to get it done. So what to do? Well, we're going to hear more from Eric tomorrow. So with that, thank you for being here and listening every day. And we'll finish this one up tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.